Hi, my name's Anna Howdego and I'm a gardener at Stowe National Trust Gardens.
And you are standing by a bell. Why?
This bell was originally here so that when people visited the gardens back in the 18th century, they would come down, they would stay at New Inn, they would come down Bellgate Drive and they'd ring the bell and a boy would come out of the house and he'd actually be paid by them and then he'd show them around the gardens.
So they'd ring the bell?
Yeah.
Give us a ring. And New Inn, which is now where your visitor centre is one of the oldest tourist hostelries in the country, isn't it?
It is, and that's where they would have found one of the first guidebooks that, for Stowe Gardens. They would have paid for that there as well.
And just to put it in context, Stowe is a huge, huge estate.
A very big estate. The gardens itself are about 250 acres, and then there's parkland around the outside, which is about 1,000 acres, but it's still a lot smaller than it used to be, because it would have been 10,000 acres back in the day.
And the reason that I'm here is that Stowe is doing one of the 10 Great British Walks for the autumn season for the National Trust. Could you tell me a little bit about that walk we're going to do?
Yeah, they're secret areas within the gardens that not many people know about them or know a lot about them. It's just bits of information throughout history. Our new secret garden that will be opening soon, that's a very big part for us, which was a beautiful water garden. We've got other areas, ancient virtue, and it's all about the stories that they wanted to tell when they were building these gardens, the fairy tale, if you like.
And it's full of classical references, isn't it?
It is, very much so, very much so. And references to where they came, the family came from as well. You have the worthies that they had looking up to the ancients because they thought they were still better than we are now. And you have the path of vice and virtue going throughout the gardens and the path of liberty up towards Grecian Valley. So it's very much, it doesn't look like a lot, but unless you know the story, it really opens it up for you.
Now, what's worrying me is there are three of us, and which of us is going to take virtue, which is going to take vice, which is going to take liberty?
I think I'll take virtue.
Let's go. I'm having vice.